story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Lieutenant Friday. Is it Sergeant Friday? I don't remember. It's Wendy Snyder, actually, and I'm sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and I am so excited to meet you, Lieutenant David Haynes, in the studio. How are you, Lieutenant?
Oh, fine, thanks. Not many people are excited to meet me, so that's great.
I've listened to you for a long time on with Bob. I'm holding your book, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, and Don't Know Where to Eat, Ask a Cop. How did all this start?
Well, the book started, and God, it's been 10 years since we wrote the book. But
you need to do a volume two.
Yeah. As I keep saying, I actually have most of it written. I'm just too lazy to finish it. But the publisher, there was an original book called The Streets and Sandman's Guide by Dennis Foley that came out a couple years before ours, and they wanted him to do another volume, and he didn't want to do it because he became a lawyer, and, you know, lawyers. But then, so the publisher approached us because she had heard us do some stuff, and I had written something for some kind of blog, and so she asked us if we wanted to give it a shot. So my friend Chris Garlington and I, we thought it was great because, you know, police officers patrol the front of the restaurants and not the garbage areas with the Streets and Sandman did, but so we're better, and we know better what's good food.
So what's good today? Is this why Bob has you come up, because you bring food all the time?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it. But today, I wanted to do something a little different, you know, to kind of a shout out to Dave Ennett, so a little sport. So we went to Royal Palms Shuffleboard Club because I'm sure he'd be really good at shuffleboard.
Wait, how
actually,
fun!
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was my wife's big thing. My wife Ann. We had driven past it. It's at 1750 North Milwaukee. We had driven past it and looked it up, and she had wanted to go for weeks. And So it's right just south of the 606 Trail, which is actually where we were going the first time we saw it. And just, I just wanted to mention the 606 Trail, which is a lot of fun. They're having an event tomorrow to kick off a photograph exhibit, the We Women Photograph Exhibit. And it's a great neighborhood. The 606 Trail is a great walk. And so it's right down the street. The Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club has, it's a huge, like an old warehouse that they turned into concrete shuffleboard courts.
Right. Yeah. I guess they are courts.
I guess they're called courts, yeah. And they have high top tables. They have a beautiful bar. And upstairs on the what they call the Lido deck, they have a rooftop bar and an outdoor shuffle court. So tonight is going to be a perfect day to go there to outdoor shuffleboard. And shuffleboard, for those if you've never been on a cruise or watched a movie or
been an old person,
yeah, it's probably 20 feet long, and it's like you take a stick and you push these big like oversized hockey pucks, and you can knock each other off. And you can get, you add up your scores and you figure it out. And after a couple of drinks, it's a lot of fun to watch people do it. Although, even after a couple of Moscow mules, my wife kicked my, she won. She won big, although she cheated. She kept knocking off my planks. But so now it's a little different for me because the food is different. They don't have a kitchen, and they don't serve their own food. What they have is what I refer to as a reverse drive-up window, and they have different food trucks come in, and so you go up to the window, you order your food, they give you a little disc to tell you when it's done, and they have different stuff all the time.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was. It was really interesting. So tonight, they have a truck called Dia de los Tacos, which was there the last time we were there. And it's a taco truck, but they have gourmet steak tacos. And their specialty is the Big Hot Cheeto Burrito.
Wasn't that your nickname at one point?
It was. I think it was Control Room Joe's nickname. So it's a burrito topped with hot Cheetos, and also they have elote, the corn in the bowl.
Oh, yeah, and with fried, the butter and...
Or cheese, whatever you want.
Yeah,
there's all kinds
I guess
of
it is,
ways.
Yeah.
And they have fried plantains, which I always like.
Anything fried is cool in my book.
Yeah, you can fry anything these days. Now, I went to a festival where they had fried Coca-Cola.
Okay, explain that to me.
They just mixed Coca-Cola with the batter, and they fried up little, so you got little pieces of it. It was actually pretty good.
Huh, interesting.
And then tomorrow they have a food truck called Bumbu Roo, which is a fusion of Cajun and Indonesian food. So, you know, you can get Creole gumbo and chicken satay from the same place. So it's pretty interesting there. And you can go there, and I also wanted to mention Wednesday night. All right, so the prices. The shuffleboard court, you rent by the hour. And it's $50 an hour, which sounds... it sounds expensive, but if you're there with like three other people, yeah, you're having a couple of drinks, it's $10 a piece. It's really not that much, and the hour does go by pretty fast because it was a lot of fun. But Wednesday nights is half price nights. So
half price. That's yeah. Wednesday nights, and it's the Shuffleboard Club,
the Royal Palm Shuffleboard Club at 1750 North Milwaukee.
Right, awesome. Park. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then I see you brought food.
Yep.
All right, Dave, are you going to, do you eat, you don't eat here, do you?
Well, as Lieutenant Haynes knows, I'm appreciative, but I don't indulge.
Yeah, he never did.
I, on the other hand, have my feed bag right
here. All right, well, Steve, we'll check it out. WGN. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN Radio, sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning. Lieutenant David Haynes in the studio with us. And I see you brought, it looked like pizza boxes, psych. what is this now, your second place that you're going to tell us about?
Well, I went to a churro parlor at 1604 West Roscoe, and it was recommended by one of my sergeants, Amber Toledo, who, in when she's not a police officer, is like a fitness model. So it just goes to show you can eat churros and stay in really good shape as long as you work really hard at it.
I guess.
She worked really hard at it.
All things in moderation, right?
Right. But these churros are not the churros, not those sticks you get at the push cart from the mall. These are really...
They're ornate.
Very ornate. That's a good word. And they're huge, too. And the Churro Parlor, like I said, 1604 West Roscoe. It's just west of Ashland on Roscoe. It's a little storefront, so you have to kind of look hard for it. It's attached to the Cafe El Tepito, which they share an outdoor patio, so it's a very nice patio outside. But the inside is very small. There's only one table, so it's mostly takeout, unless like today, you want to sit out on the patio and eat churros. It's really nice. And so they have a bunch of different churros, and they all have funny names. I brought the Jane, which is the plain Jane churro, cinnamon, sugar, and spice, the basic churro you always get.
That's the one I've always had.
Yeah.
I've never deviated from the plain Jane.
Oh, yeah, but there's some good ones here. This is the Joan Holloway here, and it's named after the woman from Mad Men, Joan Holloway.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so it's got some graham cracker on there, guava compote.
And it's wearing a brassiere. That's weird.
And your eyes went right to the Berry White. The Berry White is a triple berry cream cheese covered with fruity pebbles.
And I identified the fruity pebbles right away.
Yeah. And there's a couple other. They have a whole bunch of these. The Aunt Rose, too. Mexican chocolate ganache and Oreo cookies. And they come with dips. So I brought like a whole selection of dips over there. And you can take them and dip them in. And, you know, I have to say that these are very fresh. They're best when they're fresh. And when you go there, they make them all from scratch. So expect to wait 10 minutes unless there's a line, then it's longer. But they make them all from scratch, and they're sort of immediately fresh when you get them, and they're just fantastic. I've never been a big churro fan because I've always had the ones you get at the mall that have been cooked like 3 hours before.
Or the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, or at the ballpark,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And so these are something special, I have to say.
They look beautiful, and I know Dave doesn't try stuff, but Steve Grzanich and I will.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Usually there will be a Steve-shaped hole in the door by now.
Well, it's the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. Any openings or closings you want to tell us about really quickly?
Well, Pub Royale at 2049 West Division is closing next week on June 25th, and it's sorry to see him go. It's a nice place. It's been around for a while. And other than that, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to my dad, David Haynes Sr. I'm the new and improved version. But he's been a police officer for 54 years, if you can believe that.
Oh, still, God bless him.
Still works out at the airport under police department, and I will not be doing that for 54 years. So.
Well, Happy Father's Day to you both. And I love your mustache. If I didn't wax, mine would look just like that. I'm half Italian. What can I say? All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And time for the churros.
Hey, let's be careful out here.